The Idaho Potato Bowl has famous in its name, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. But just the same, it's over. It was played in Boise on that odd blue lawn. Toledo lost to Utah State, and in the next day's dawn, they went back to Ohio, and I hope they had some fun. They would have gone back to Ohio, even if they'd won. This weekend's bowls include the Mighty Mako in Las Vegas, a venue known to some with empty pockets as Lost Wages, and Boise State will be there, and I'm sure that they'll be tough. I guess that potato bowl was not famous enough to keep the boys in Boise home, so they'll be in Sin City, which, lit up like a glitzy circus, still falls short of pretty. I've learned that Belk's a company that ships stuff all about. The Belk Bowl happens late next week. If you're not going out, perhaps you'd like to watch as Duke and Cincinnati play within a park named for a great big bank, or so they say. The Bridgeport Education Holiday should be a treat when Baylor's Bears confront the Bruins. Wow, that should be sweet. I'm bullish on this Ursine matchup. Both will come to play. The San Diego Sunshine should delight UCLA. Meanwhile, since Sooners passed, I'll have to mention slightly later the bowl game known to some as the TaxSlayer.com Gator. They'll hold it down in Jacksonville. Excitement it should yield to those who fill the seats down there at Everbank, the field named after still another institution full of money. I don't mean to suggest that they are pulling something funny, but Everbank Tax Slayer, that's a most convenient match for those who'd like to keep the feds from grabbing up their scratch. Should no bowl that I've mentioned make you think that you should go? Well, how about the lyrical Valero Alamo, the Hyundai Sun, the Chick-fil-A, the Heart of Dallas, too? Like that New Era pinstripe would, I'll venture welcome you. Unless they're out of tickets, which I think that they are not. But if they are, the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl is pretty hot. If still there is no bowl you wish to watch, what can I say? I've given it my corporate best, and now I'll go away.